Blog Talk Radio. Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru, and the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, coming to you here live on this Sunday evening. Well, it's Sunday evening where I'm at. It may be Monday morning where you are, or Sunday afternoon, depending on where in the world you plant your roots. Hey, Diane, nice to see you here. I'm also currently on Facebook Live, while also on the Blog Talk Radio, and I see there are already callers on the line on Blog Talk, and I will be taking callers a little bit later in the show, so you guys hang tight. Usually, I talk for the first half hour of the show, and then I take callers and answer questions. So, how are you guys all doing? What's new? I haven't been on in a couple of weeks because I have been house hunting. And, you know, the whole open houses tend to be on Saturday and Sundays. And so I've been doing a lot of house hunting with my daughter, which has tied up my Saturdays and my Sundays the past few weeks. And we are, you know, hoping to have something here sort of soon. And, oh, and I just got disconnected. So you guys hang on to Facebook. You guys hang on Facebook Live. And I need to. Oh, there we go. Okay, so it looks like I'm still on the air. Yeah, sorry about that. I touched the wrong button, and I thought I was off the air, but it looks like I am still on the recording, although it says I only have 3 minutes left. I don't know what I did with this. I might have to sign out and sign back in, you guys, because I did something, I don't know what, here to my Blog Talk. Sometimes when I'm doing things quickly, I don't put the right time in for the show, and it looks like I only scheduled for 15 minutes. Oh, my God. So what I will have to do in that case is sign out and then sign back in again with a starting fresh, brand new over again. Oh, my goodness. So that's like the way my week has been, and which is kind of funny since today's show is about struggle and how we struggle emotionally and mentally. And, you know, times in our lives when we are looking for houses and we're going through big life changes and things like that, that often can bring in sort of emotional struggle, even though it can be exciting at the same time. And so then how do we deal with that struggle can make a difference between sanity and insanity, right? And I have to say that I'm not perfect, and I certainly have been feeling a little insane the last couple of weeks, and my daughter and those around me can attest to that. And so I thought it was really interesting, and, you know, while sort of going through this process, because sometimes we have a hard time seeing our own stuff or seeing the forest through the trees, and seeing how sort of things are going to work out. Okay, so there's 90 seconds left on the Blog Talk there. I am going to sign right back in. So you guys who are on the line, come right back on. I am so sorry I did that, but I always forget to change it from 15 minutes, which is what Blog Talk the standard is when you're setting your show up, and then I forget to change it, and I did that, obviously, when I set the show up. So if you guys come back on, that will be great, and I will be right back on here, but I'm going to stay on Facebook Live, so you guys can hang tight there while I am getting a new show set up. It's going to take me a minute, you guys, so just hold tight, and I will be back on pretty quickly here. And, okay, for you guys who are on Facebook Live, thanks you guys for coming on and checking out. Oh, my God, so am I on Facebook Live? Yes, I have so many windows open. Hello, Sharon. Hi, Diane. Hi, Susan. Hi, Cindy. Hello, Mary Elizabeth. I missed you guys, too. So I need to fix my Blog Talk Radio because I currently, again, only scheduled the show for 15 minutes. So you guys kind of hang tight while I am getting this set up. It's going to just take me a minute. And I'll just keep talking and let's see. Just put this in quickly. Okay. So, let me just put how to deal with emotional overload. I'm just going to do a quick blurb there. So, how are you guys all doing? We just had this super, super moon, and people have been feeling really overwhelmed. I have been getting a lot of calls from clients and in general from people who are really feeling the heaviness of this this full moon. And even though, oh my goodness, I can't reschedule. Why? Okay, there we go. So even though it's a couple of days past, we're still feeling the effects of it. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm trying to figure this out to get this on. So it looks like I'm not going to be able to sign back onto Blog Talk until 9 o'clock. So it looks like you guys on Facebook get me for a whole 15 minutes to yourself. Imagine that. Woohoo. Yay. Okay. I really need an assistant to do this sort of stuff because, as you can see, sometimes I don't do it exactly right. Up and coming, yes. Okay. So again, if you guys hang out, it looks like that you can probably still hear me on Blog Talk. It's not recording, but I'm going to have to come back in with on another link. So if you guys who are on live Blog Talk now, who are in the queue, just hop over to the new link, but I can't start that show until 9 o'clock. So it's going to be a little bit over 10 minutes and then that show will restart. Oh my goodness. Hi, Deb. Nice to see you. All right. So what's happening, right? I love looking at astrology of things and how things affect us. And it's interesting to see how different people have different takes of what's going on in the planets. And, I love, Tanya Gabrielle. She's always so positive, right? And then at the same time, sometimes, you know, we look at other astrologers, and they have a whole different take. And it's not that it's negative, but they sort of tell the truth when things maybe are going to be different. Not that there's not truth telling going on with the other astrologers, but it's interesting to sort of see the difference in people's styles. Just, and it's the same, you know, with like psychics too. We all have our own style. And some psychics read to the shadow side and then some psychics read to the positive side of things. And, the psychics who haven't done a lot of personal development work, their own personal work, often will read to the shadow side of things. And, people who have done their own personal development work will read sort of to the light things sides of things, and they'll see the multi strands of possibilities that there are, right? So because there's never just one choice in things and never just one possibility, there's always multitudes of possibilities, in one subject, in the same area, in choices that you make, and then, you know, where do those choices take you? Oftentimes, when our stuff is suction cup to our face, like this whole house thing has been with me, we often forget about that to where the world is a loose, comfortable garment, as my colleague and friend and longtime mentor Colette Baron Reed says. And sometimes it's hard, even doing what I do, to remember to use all the things that I have learned over the many years and apply it with myself. And it's really sort of interesting and ironic that this week, somebody, one of my friends, posted, she made a comment and said, when your children are, how did she put it? Something like, when your children are giving you good advice, you know you've done a good job. And I thought, oh my God, that so happened to me this week with my daughter. Just like yesterday, she's like, Mom, you're holding on to this too tightly. And she is so right, right? Because we can't create from a place of holding on to things so tightly that we're strangling the life out of it. We have to wear the world as a loose garment, right? And it makes me think of like these big caftans that were fashion like in the 70s, and they've come back a little bit sort of in style more recently, where they're, you know, they're big and flowing and they're colorful and all that. And so it kind of reminds me of that, right, where you have to wear the world as a loose garment, because when we wear it tightly, it's like when you wear jeans that are too tight, right, and you sit down and you're sitting down for a while and maybe you have something to eat. So maybe you wear a pair of jeans that are tight and you go out to dinner with your significant other or with some friends or whatever. And say like if you're single and you're going out with the girls and you want to like look good, right, pick up guys or whatever. Because I have single girls out there who listen to me too, not just all you. Girls that are in relationships and who are married. So, you know, I have to help all you guys, right? And men too, because I have men that follow me and listen to the show regularly. So this applies to sort of everybody. So you wear a pair of tight-fitting pants or tight-fitting jeans, and then you have dinner, right? And have you ever gone out where you've eaten very little because you were afraid because your pants are already tight that they're going to be so uncomfortable and you don't want to get the belly bulge or whatever, right? Have you ever done that? I'm sure probably all of us have. And so wearing the world tightly is like wearing a uncomfortable pair of jeans and you can't wait to get home and get out of them because they're you know, they don't feel good because they're tight, they're uncomfortable. Or like, how about Spanx ladies? You wear and they're like strangling you and you can't wait to get home and get those Spanx off. And so when we wear our life, wear the things that are happening in our life so tightly, it cuts off the circulation, right? So it cuts off the brain flow, it cuts off the connection to spirit, closes down the chakras. Right. And funny. Yeah, isn't it great? Lisa by Grace is laughing over here on Facebook about the banks, I'm sure. So when we're so cut off, when there's no oxygen, when we can hardly breathe and everything is suction cupped right to our face, it's impossible to create. It's impossible to see other possibilities. And it makes things really challenging. And so how do we get out of it? Well, if you're blessed to have people around you who can say, hey, you know, let's take a look at this. Are you suction cupped here? Do you need to get on your bird and do a little meditation? Do you need to take a walk? Do you need to go out with some friends and have a glass of wine? You need to do something differently. You need to get out of the space, out of the headspace, and go do something different, right? A really, really good way to handle it is by getting out of the environment you're in, the physical environment, and go do something differently. And so how can we be empowered, right, in our decisions, when it seems like there aren't a lot of possibilities out there right now? So like where we live in the Northeast, it's been a seller's market for quite some time. The real estate market has been really limited, and the prices have been really high. They've gone up really through the roof in the last 3 years. So if you're a buyer, the options to purchase, the inventory is really low, and the prices are still really high. And I predicted last year that we're going to see that all change mid-year this year, and especially as we go later into the year. So ideally, myself knowing that that's going to change, it's not the best time to buy, but I don't want to rent again for another year. And the renting options here are even more limited, really, than the options to buy. So when you have that going on, and then when you have triggers from the past that are affecting you, because we all have them, then it can get tricky to navigate. So it's interesting because I have a pattern. We all have patterns in our life. And one of the patterns that has shown up in my life is started when I was 19 and having to move rather quickly, not having a place to go and scrambling to try to find a place to live. And so even though this time I've had, you know, a little bit more warning than the last three times, it's been stressful because, the market has been so limited. And the market doesn't really kind of start picking up here until the weather breaks. So when we start seeing temperatures in the 50s, you know, for a week or more, then people will start putting their house on the market. You know, I'm sort of under a deadline time-wise. So it's been really good for me to have people in my court, like my daughter, to say, Mom, you're squeezing this to death. You got to relax. And my agent, who's really fantastic, she's a great agent. She's really working hard for us, who is just like, don't worry. The market is just getting started. We're going to find something. Because, I mean, I've looked at so many houses already. But, like, to give you guys an idea of some of the houses, my daughter and I went and looked at four houses today. And one of them was advertised as having hardwood floors under the carpeting. And it's an old house, early 1900s. It was great size. It was two bathrooms. It was eight rooms, five bedrooms. And it was on a quarter of an acre. Would have been really cool. It was like an older, you know, it was like an older farmhouse. But then, so I knew I needed carpeting. But it was advertised that it had hardwoods under the carpeting. So we go and we look at it, and we knew it needed some work. And come to find out, the hardwood that's under the carpeting is plywood. So there was not hardwoods under the carpeting. So that meant a 2,000 square foot house with no flooring in it. And I have a lot of allergies, so carpeting doesn't work for me. So that means I would have had to replace 2,000 feet of flooring. Yikes, that's a lot. And, wasn't something that I really wanted to undertake. And then we went in the basement, and the boiler was old. There was a dirt basement, so there was the... You know, have you guys been in a dirt basement? They don't smell all that nice. They smell really damp. And it was like my grandparents' farmhouse when I was growing up. All right, so you guys over on Blog Talk, I'm going to switch you over now. So you guys come on over, and I'm going to close this one out. You guys come on over to the other page.